This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Insanity right here. I mean, session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855, I hate it when it does that, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being engaged. I want you engaged. We got a whole bunch. One of our favorites is on tonight. I shouldn't say one of our favorites, because if he's listening, he's going to think I'm making fun of him. But you know what I mean? One of our favorites is on tonight. Corey Duncan will join us after the break. Always enjoy his time with me. Definitely has a different viewpoint on some of the issues, some of the things that we talk about on a regular basis. And today they laid George H.W. Bush. You know, did any of you see the train that they put him on? That was interesting. I thought it was interesting anyway. They had the locomotive. I guess I hope it's still called that. I'm going to sound pretty old if it's not. It looked like Air Force One, which, you know, kind of cool, right? And then they had a window, a plexiglass. Some of you already see. Some of you didn't get a chance to see it. Some of you don't care. But then there was a plexiglass type of window there as well that the casket was in front of. So that as it went through the city, I went to a bunch of small cities and towns. So they, but you saw it go through there, and it was, some of you might consider it creepy. I thought it was kind of cool. So as it went through, I mean, there were lines and lines and lines of people to pay their respects, you know, tribute, whatever you want to call it. But it was kind of weird. I mean, I don't want to say it was weird. See, it's not like I'm picking on the guy, but I'm not. It's just kind of weird. You know, you see that casket, you see the single light over the top of it, you know, that kind of let people know that he, you know, that his remains were in there, his body was in there. Anyway, it was cool. It was nice. It's a good thing for us to do as a country. Good to honor those who've given us lots of service. Now, whether you like them or not, whether you're on his side of the aisle or not politically, you know, my Bible tells me to give honor to whom honor is due. And some of you have never served in the military. You've never served at all. And so I believe that people that go out of their way, you know, look it. I'm not touting my own horn, but you don't know what it's like to serve for the public. I mean, right, there is. There is no happy. Let me tell you what. Well, you know what? Okay, yeah. Every now and then, somebody will come up or a small group of people will come up and say thank you. And we're not looking for a thank you. We really aren't. And when you see the stuff that you do, if you know you're doing good things and you see the stuff you do, yeah, you get personal satisfaction knowing that somebody's benefiting from the things that you're doing. And that's a good thing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Here's something you... Did we need a study for this? Now, I know some of you 60s hippie freaks that listen to the show, watch the show, enjoy the show. The dope that you smoked in the 60s, we've already talked about this a million times. Not the same stuff. Not even close. And I've heard parents to go, well, hell, you got caught with dope? Okay, well, no big deal. I smoked dope. Didn't bother me. Well, guess what? A new study says that the marijuana is actually more harmful than alcohol for teens' brain. Remember we kept talking about the alcohol thing? You know, right, well, alcohol is more dangerous. Well, actually, it's not. Doesn't change, chemically change your brain like dope does. It's not uncommon debate, but one that has yet that has a definitive answer, which is, you know, worse for your health, drinking or smoking dope. They call it dope for a reason. I'm going to keep calling it dope. Well, we still don't really know the answer to most of the population with the pros and cons to each. One study recently found that the answer is for teenagers, it's marijuana is worse. Now, researchers from the University of Montreal looked into 3,800 adolescents, mostly around the age of 13, tracked how frequently they used marijuana or drank alcohol. That might not be fair because, you know, most kids smoke a joint every day. They tracked them for 4 years, and in that time they tracked things as the participants' memory, their perceptual reasoning, their inhibition, short-term memory using computer-based cognitive tests. So none of this was subjective. The study published in the American Journal of Psychiatry found that marijuana caused more harm to teenagers than with their long-term cognitive abilities than alcohol did. How can you not know that? I mean, how can you not sense that? You saw those kids that burned themselves out even in the 70s when I was in school. Guess what? Today, they're still burned up. Cannabis causes cognitive impairment and delayed cognitive development in adolescents, so said Patricia Conrad, the lead author and professor of psychiatry at the University of Montreal. This study focuses on the neuropsychological effects. Yeah, you say it three times fast. Neuropsychological effects of cannabis. She went on to say, we think it's important because it's linked to how someone functions in life. The scary part, now you're seeing this happen like big time in Colorado. Look at the young people, flocking there because it's legal in every sense of the word. Or they did flock there quite a bit. They don't have to now because it's legal in a couple of states. The scary part about the study is that in addition to causing harm to the cognition, even when the teens in the study stopped using the marijuana, the cognition didn't get any better. Right? So it has proof, long-lasting effects. Put the rest of this up on our website later on. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I hope Corey Dunn is going to join us on the other side of the break. You're listening to The Real Side.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. Well, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-55. I know, it sounds like I'm saying 855 Little Joe, right? There ain't nothing little about me. Let's just get that clear. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5562. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. The guy that you all have been waiting for. I know, you won't hurt my feelings because I love him too. Corey Duncan joins us, as he does every week, to kind of brighten things up and give us real information about... Well, you do brighten things up, right?
Oh, God. Man.
Always have a good time. Anyhow, I was telling people, say, didn't matter what side of the aisle you stand on, It was a very, very nice and presidential send off for George H.W. Bush. And, you know, and unless you've served your country, unless you've given, you know, part of your life to public service, in this case, just keep your mouth shut a little bit and let's give the guy the respect he's due, right?
Well, once again, thank you for having me come on tonight. God bless you and Tammy.
Thank you.
And every other person that's on here that listens in the chat room. Thank you. I see my group from Utah is in here tonight listening, so I'm so happy to see the day in. But what I was saying, I've been practicing this ever since last week, because I knew this would come up, as it has come up in a lot of conversations at my job. What I will say is this, and I know there's a lot of people listening. Lord knows a lot of people that's listening. That I got six more months to go, and I can say whatever I want to say, at least right then and there. I will say this. My mother always said, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. Unless it's dealing with facts,
okay,
then you can say whatever you want to say or whatever. What I would say is this. He was a fine American. God bless him, and I will pray for his soul. And that's all I will say. I want to say some more. Maybe we can find out what happened in 1963 in Dealey Plaza. I'll leave that alone. Maybe we can find out what happened in 9/11.
I'm so happy that I'm in a secret bunker 300 feet below the ground.
I saw a lot of comments. People actually screenshot some of these comments because I don't go on Facebook. We don't deal with Facebook. But they screenshot it and sent it to me of a lot of these people that, you know, one thing I can't stand is a hypocrite. And, if you know, don't trash the man, and then in one breath you trash them, then in another breath you call him a great American hero and this and that, or whatever. Hey, look, I call a spade a spade. I really can't say what I want to say, but I'm going to be nice.
Thank you.
Some good friends and colleagues of mine that's listening. And I don't want to ruffle anybody's feathers, but, you know, it is what it is. You know, anytime you deal with any kind of intelligence apparatus in this country, you're going to break the law. I don't care what anybody tells you. You're going to wind up breaking the law because it's just, you're not going to follow by all of what the Constitution says and everything else because you're operating in and outside the law. What I also will say is that unless you have dealt with these type of people, dealt with that, then, you know, a lot of people should just leave it alone because you don't really know what you're talking about. And I'm not going to say that because I served under that president, so I can't say that, you know, I can't say he was a bad president. He treated me and my fellow Marines, what I'll say is that you have to leave your personal feelings to the side. And, you know, a lot of things are done in this country that a lot of people just don't understand because because the size of it is just too big for their brain. And it's just a regular person does you to work with these type of agencies. You have to think outside of the box. And a lot of people don't like to think out of the box. They want to think like, okay, well, you know, this or that or that, this. It's another world that's operating in that. But what I will say is the Bush family has done a lot for this country and, They're proud Americans. One thing I can say, they're quite patriotic, but they also have another side, like I said, about Judge Kavanaugh and about everything else. I just don't jump on. But I'm not a fanboy. I'm not right. One of these ones. That's a part of the groupie squad and stuff. That's not my makeup. I don't.
Right.
You know, I'm the groupie. I mean, I'm the squad. I'm not the groupie. I'm the squad. But that's just my personality.
No, I know
what you're saying.
I know what you're saying, though.
I get people that props.
Right.
You know, if you did something, you did it, and, you know, I tip my hat to you. All I can do is tip my hat to you and shake your hand.
Well, I think there's a couple of things people give him credit for, but you're right about the other side of the coin. I mean, I'm watching all these nasties from years gone by about the where the press has beat the crap out of him, okay, had nothing nice to say about him, and all of a sudden they're boo-hooing all over themselves, right? They're tripping all over themselves with tears.
Well,
and
there's a reason. There's a reason.
Well,
there's a reason why.
Yeah.
Okay, that's something for another show.
Okay.
So I can tell you, that anytime you see the liberals and they act this way towards a John McCain or George Bush, there's something else behind that.
Because of course there is. No question.
And that happens. No, that's not how.
Well, no, and some of them, what I loved was they couldn't. They started off their speech every time with, unlike the current administration, when under George H.W. Bush, I'm going, okay, here we go, right? There's the shot at Trump, and they're going to use H.W. Bush. The guy they couldn't stand, they're going to use him, right? But listen, I don't want you to get into this in the end of this, because you're the right guy for this conversation. No, wait a minute. Because the left is screaming about what the Saudis did to Khashoggi, right? They're screaming about they had a man killed. They had somebody who didn't like killed. And I'm thinking to myself, we have the CIA, we have the Secret Service, we have the FBI. I'm sure no president has ever given an order to have somebody taken out, have they?
Anyway, moving along to some other things that's happening in the... I tell you what, when June 29th comes, ask me that question.
No. You don't even have to answer that. My point is, we act like these prima donnas. Like when we go into other countries or we do other things, we go places, we do everything right by the book. We know we don't do everything. You don't have to say a word. You can just sit there behind the microphone, nod your head up and down. It's okay. I don't mind. But we'll talk more about this. I'll talk more about this the other side of the break. He may be quiet. He's taking the fifth and a half or something. I'm Joe Mateen, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. He's not going anywhere. We're going to duck tie him in his chair. We'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
CBD and hemp is the latest buzz. Find out more by attending a free no-obligation seminar on Saturday, December the 8th at the DoubleTree by Hilton located on Normandale Boulevard, Bloomington, Minnesota, starting at 10 a.m. For more information, contact me, Nasima, at 763-245-0190. That's 763-245-0190.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky. A final farewell. Friends and family members remember George H.W. Bush at a church service in Texas. Then... F-18s fly in the missing man formation in honor of Bush 41. He was buried in a private ceremony in College Station, Texas. The Reverend Russell Levinson says the former president an incredible public servant.
Born into the cradle of a loving family that held fast to the values of friendship and family and faith, of integrity, honesty, and loyalty, of character, courage, and service.
Levinson speaking to mourners at St. Martin's Episcopal Church.
George Bush was never afraid to shed tears, and so today I bid you to follow his example.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Some messed up white people. This is joint music. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855. So we were talking about how dope affects teenage minds. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. You're killing me. Corey Duncan joins us as he does every week, and I always enjoy my time with him. Man, I'll tell you what. You know what we could sell the break? Turn the microphones hot during the breaks. I mean, how much money we could make? All that time. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me.
Oh, no, please don't do that. Oh, no.
All right. So I was calling the government. If you just tuning in, you're just coming back. Corey Duncan joins us as he does every week. And I was accusing the government of being like a bunch of mafia thugs. And Mr. Duncan is pleading the fifth and a half because he's got a job with the government, if you would. And so I'll do it. But I was talking about a couple of things. I was talking about, you know, everybody's all outraged by Khashoggi's death and how he died. Yes, no human being should die like that. But you know what? You know, this is really the pot calling the kettle black, because we do it all the time, people. We do it in the back world all the time. The CIA, the FBI, the Secret Service, I mean, the Department of Justice. Don't think they're sitting there with their little angel wings on and everything's happy and hunky-dory, okay, and they're all speaking proper English and all that fun stuff. But I got to tell you what. I'll tell you what really makes me nuts. These boneheads in Congress that want to go after the Saudis, right, when they want to go after some of our allies, and it's like, what are you going to slap them on the wrist for the same thing we're doing? We actually need their help in that region. Now, Mr. Duncan, without sticking your leg in your mouth, we do need the Saudis as a... you know, an ally in the region, do we not?
Well, what I'll say is, thank you once again for having me come and give this commentary. What I'll say, my personal experience is that the comment I would give would be very diplomatic. The Saudis need us more than we need the Saudis. Okay. If we ever pull out, the Iranians and everyone else is going to come in. The Saudis are not good fighters. That's why we have abundance of troops that's there, hidden, some not hidden. But it's in retaliation. Well, it's just like what we have in Europe with NATO. But But if it wasn't for us, the Russians would have still would have already came across and came into, you know, they had taken over Europe.
Right.
The same thing is with Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia plays this game, and the reason why Saudi Arabia is the situation that is in, or whatever like that, is because the Saudis know that if we pull out, all Hezbollah and everyone else is going to come in, and that means that they're going to have to fight. They are going to have to fight for themselves. Now, they have weaponry. They have all kind of F-22 Raptors, probably, that they brought from this country. But the only problem about that is that the Saudis have our politicians in their pocket. And it's not based upon power. It's based upon money.
Right.
And they know that most of our politicians are either pedophiles, wild sex addicts, or drug addicts, or alcoholics, or power hungry. That's why I say when people say about it, you know, I don't want to go there because I know some people gonna be like, oh no, what are you talking about that and stuff? You're talking about like a blood sacrifice or whatever like that. And that's what it basically is. And a lot of our politicians have sold us out. You know how many buildings in Houston or Dallas or Atlanta or even Miami that you walk past and has an American name, but it's owned by a communist in North Korea or China? And the thing of it is how can we say that we're this when we're just flat-out hypocrites? And we're like that because, no offense intended, because my colleagues will be like, watch it, Mr. Duncan. But, you know, when you talk about our intelligence apparatus and they, that you know, you would think that, you know, where I come from, that's called treason. That's not even being a hypocrite. You can't say, well, we're against communism, but you got buildings, you got property that's owned here by someone else in another country that, and that's exactly what happened with this situation. The Saudis did what they had to do with this person. Who knows? He could have been a double agent. He could have been this. He could have been a whole lot of things. We'll never know you never know the truth when it's about things like this. But if you step outside the box and really, like, look at things, you'll figure it out. Trust me. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure none of this out. You just have to stop being, you know, the regular person that's just like, well, it's not bothering me, and I'm just going to continue to pump my fist and continue. No, it's not about that. The whole world, remember the speech about the military-industrial complex. Please, everyone needs to take and study. That's why I say with these schools that we put out there, that's going to be, we're going to talk about all kind of stuff like that. It's interesting, but it may not be interesting to people. Like I saw a couple weeks ago, no one talked about the Kennedy assassination, the anniversary of it, because everyone wants to forget it. Not true historians want to forget about it, but our media of the day wants you to forget about it.
Right.
We want you to look at Maury. We want you to look at The View and stuff like that. And, you know, and push this agenda with left against right all day long and, you know, making you feel like, oh, we're so cozy and we're a part of voting and everything. Look, you know, I hate to tell people that all that's, you know, perception is everything to some people. And that's exactly how it goes.
Well, listen, I kind of differ with you a little bit. I don't think they don't want you to know. I don't think there's many left who really understand the significance of the Kennedy assassination, what happened around the Kennedy assassination. You know what I'm saying?
Let me say this, Joe. Let me say this. I'll sum it up real quick. What I'll say is this. They have done stuff on television, and people don't catch it because it's like a quick 1, 2, 3. And it's done, and it's on commercials. I've seen it because I understand what's going on. And there's a lot of things that they throw in our face, and people just don't catch it because they're so worried about things that they shouldn't be worried about. And that's what the whole issue is in this country, is that we're always chasing phantoms. We're always chasing this and chasing that. We're trying to put Hillary away, which, you know, I won't get out there, but everybody might be getting their wish after the holidays. But anyway, God bless President Trump. One thing I can say about him, and being a true New Yorker as I am, I'm just so happy and so proud of him that he's just like me. You always got a trick in the bag. Always got an extra rabbit in the hat and stuff, but you don't have to talk about it. And that's how you get people that's like this. And I know some people are like, there's no such thing as a deep state. If you don't think there's no such thing as a deep state, you're an idiot. There's no way in the world you could think that things aren't the way they are or whatever like that. And this or ever humble, you know, it's well, interesting to just watch people's comments and listen to their comments. I look at a lot of things during the course of a week, and I just watch people's comments. I was like, man, some of these people that you see on the internet, and I'm not going to, you know, call them out on some internet feeds or whatever. I'm like, you don't know how rats, you know what, or what you're talking about.
Yep.
And it's just, you sit there and you like, man, it's no level of intelligence.
But the reason that you and I kind of understand something, you and I both grew up in, we'll be nice about it. We'll say mafia influenced areas, and you know some people what they call the deep state. Hey, I'm trying to be a nice guy here. No, but I mean you want to talk about the deep state? It's kind of like what goes on in areas that are heavily influenced by the mafia, because you know the police come in to do something, they can't get anything done. They're not the real power. You know,
right.
And some of these stores that open up, and some of the permits that are given out. It's not the city giving out the permits. It's not the city telling you it's okay to open the store there. You go up to the permit counter in Boston, and they go, hey, did Joey the Greek tell you it was okay to open up? All right, here you go. We'll give you your permit. There you go. Right. Did you pay him? Do you have a receipt for paying Joey's shoe? Good. Okay. I'm glad to hear that. Right? I mean, that's how it works. Some of these people would never believe anything like that. They go, oh, what are you, crazy? It's 2018. That doesn't happen anymore. Sure, quick, duck, here comes the flying unicorn. I mean, come on.
Well, you know.
God, you're killing me.
Well, you know, the thing of it is, a lot of people say, I cut my conversation short because I can't really say what I want to say about things or whatever, because this is a PG show.
Yeah.
And, you know, to really tell people how you really feel, really what's going on, you have to really, like, almost shake them. That's why I say.
Go ahead.
You're going to break.
All right. Well, hey, when we come back, I want to know if they finally sent you your tickets to the Clintons, you know, BS tour. Anyway, we'll be back in a few minutes. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban
or rural. You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate... No, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate. That's more like it.
This was the music, people. This was music! We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCI. Come on. You guys, come on. This, I have closet lovers of this music. I know I do. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure having you with me. 855-REAL-JOE.
In a deep closet.
5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Corey Duncan joins me. Yes, I love turning his hair white. Oh, if I could.
Oh, my God. Man, you are... You know what? You know, thank you for having me on. I appreciate it. Let me tell you this. You made several jokes tonight, and I'm glad that us white folks that's on here don't get upset about these things that, you know, you black folks be talking about.
Oh, God. Always a pleasure to have him with us. I know you guys love him because I hear about it all the time. So. Oh, God bless America. Anyway, always a pleasure to have Corey with us. You really get a view of things that you don't get from any other people. And, you know, pretty much exclusively here. I think he only visits one or two other shows, so I'm appreciative of that.
Actually, I want to say something to everyone. Continue to support the GRCAG and my beautiful wife, Anna, Constitution 101. Continue to go to our page, www.conservativegen.com, and in a couple of weeks, for those of you who tune into it, I will be on the show on the second, I think the second or third week, Black Ops Radio. I'll be appearing on there.
Wow.
So tune in, and I'll keep everyone tuned in to that. I'll be on there just giving my commentary.
Cool.
Nothing classified of those who are listening. You know, I'll be talking about things of giving my commentary. That's all.
Well, so, I think that more people like you who have a clue need to be out there and giving the message. And your wife needs to be on my show so we can do a constitutional moment, okay? Because people don't get enough of this. And a little bit they really don't understand what it is. They think they have a clue. You know, what is it? I just did this story. Like 61% of millennials don't know what the Bill of Rights is. They couldn't tell you what it was. It was an agreement between their mother and them or something. I don't know what they thought it was, but anyhow.
Well, Anna does just an awesome job. She goes in depth about it, and we need patriots. Well, I'm not going to say it. I'm going to say Americans like Anna and like yourself and some other conservative broadcasters, because we need to shed light on history. There's no way that you can teach these children starting from, you know, you can't come in the game in the fifth inning and say, well, you know, we're not going to worry about what happened before the fifth inning. We're just going to worry about what happened in fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, and ninth inning. That is
right.
What the problem is. Everyone wants to turn a blind eye to the dark days of history of the United States. And
yep.
Most of the dark days of the United States history goes all the way back to all kinds of special operations. Let's say Pearl Harbor, Gulf of Tonkin, Kennedy assassination. I can go on and stuff. 9/11, Oklahoma City, Sandy Hook. I always call it Sandy Hook. We mess it up. But my favorite is everyone thinks that everything is not a conspiracy theory. As my daddy once said, where there's smoke, there's fire. So, you know, sometimes we need to take and, you know, and I want to tell everyone, like I told you during the break, don't listen to Colonel Duncan. Take and you go find yourself your history, which you need to find. I'll give you the website. You go find whatever you want. And a lot of people are like, well, how can you be a part of that if you're on here telling wrong? What I'm telling is not classified. Duh.
Yeah.
Please put the unintelligent comment or whatever. If you want to hate on me because I put in 34 years, and I'll be retiring next year, God spares me. Do whatever you want, but don't sit up and try to trash me and try to say, well, you don't know what you're talking about, but this person know what she's talking about, what he's talking about, and they never lifted or never gave a salute, even tried to go to basic training or to try to, and half I'm probably, no offense to that, I don't want to down somebody and say, well, you probably couldn't even pass an ass scab anyway, but anyway, I'll move on. I'm going to leave.
Listen, I couldn't pass the physical before they even pulled up the stethoscope. You know what I'm saying?
You can't pull up the physical because you had to put down that fried chicken and watermelon. See? That's what you have to do. Oops.
Oh, no.
In
my case, it would be the lasagna, okay? Let's get it straight.
Let's
Let's
unclear it. Yeah. Tammy, don't put your head down. I see you.
Oh,
everything
God.
Is going to be okay.
We seem to have lost the connection here. I can't hear Corey anymore. All right, so come on. Before we go, we got to have some fun with this. We got a few real quick, and then I want to talk about the schools. The Russians have nukes, you know, and we've got other enemy over there that have nukes as well. You know, you've got Iran. They're not happy with us or what have you. And I love the rhetoric of the left out here where we got to go and we got to put. They don't want to just do sanctions. They want us to threaten the Russians. They want us to threaten the Iranians. Mm-hmm. It's like, are you guys like stupid, crazy? Not that we need the Russians, but threatening them is no way to do this because Putin's got an ego to feed, mm-hmm. right?
Well, when you back a rat in a corner, what's going to happen? The rat going to come out. Hey, the worst thing in the world, I'm going to talk street 101, the worst thing in the world is a man that has nothing to lose. If you take and start doing stuff like that, no matter if the Russians still have bombers, they have propellers. But guess what? Their systems are just as good as ours, and we need to stop thinking like we can just walk in. And hey, look, the Russians can take us out just like we can take them out. It doesn't take much to destroy humanity on Earth and everything that's living.
That's right.
Why do we never, and if you know your history, you know what I'm about to say, never never poke the Russian bear. Never wake him up. Because you should just leave it the way it is. The Russians, if they want to do stuff in Crimea, let them do it. Hey, look, what do we care? As long as you know what is it that we can't just run everywhere and be the police officer? That's what happened with Libya and stuff like that. You know, Barack was NATO's whipping boy to go in and take the resources from Gaddafi. Hey, look, let's just all be serious about stuff. We need to just start to let's get back to kind of minding our business. I understand we're the superpower and we have to, but you know what though? You know, when you're like that, you get a lot of people that line up that don't like you. You know,
oh,
and
of
some
course.
Of us jealousy.
Yep.
Some of us being a hater or whatever, but it's just the way it is. But anyway, I agree with you totally. They should. Iran is another story. Iran, with everyone needs to do that research about that. Iran and yep. really doesn't have a war. Really doesn't have a problem with us. The problem that Iran had with us is through our intelligence apparatus who spotted all of that. But that's another story for another day or whatever. That's their problem.
Well, here's
they
what we're
going to
do. In August of 2019, we're going to have Corey Duncan Week. And we're going to do 5 days, 3 hours a day. We're going to fly him in. And we're going to do...
I'm having a Fred Sanford minute. Oh, well, it's a big one. It's a big one. I'm coming home. Fly? You? Fly me? Oh, Anna, did you hear that? Lord behold.
We're gonna fly him in, and we're going to duct tape him the chair right across there, and for 3 hours a night, 5 days a week, we're gonna do a debriefing of his 35 years of service. Now, you know there's some people in the upper echelon that have just passed out. You know that. That thud you heard with them hitting the floor.
you don't have to worry. When I get in, sometime this month, I'll get a confidentiality for me to sign. Staying up for the next 35 years.
You go.
But you know, the thing of it is, I have fun with this, but... whatever I talk about is declassified. It's not classified.
Right.
It's declassified. But the people that hear this think it's classified because they don't do any research. That's why they're too busy. They're too busy being being groupies and stuff of other people that ain't doing, that's not doing a doggone thing and stuff. And that's what they run to. That's fine. But the schools are going good and the family's good and. You know, we're going to be spending Christmas up in Montana, so that's good. Life is good.
I should send your Christmas gift to Montana, because I have a gift for you. It's actually, I forgot that you have a few children, so I'll only send you about 5 tickets for the Clinton's BS tour. I'm sure you guys will enjoy that tremendously.
That's not enough.
I know it's not enough. You'll have to sneak the rest in. I don't know what to tell you. I can't print the money fast enough to get tickets for all your kids. You know what
I'm saying? Well, we're multicultural family, so all we have to do is say, look, Master Joe, can we please come in?
Or you won't
send us back across the border, will you?
So the schools, I mean, I've been talking to a lot of people about your schools, and they're excited. They want to know more about them. We actually put you in our newsletter this week, whether you believe it or not, because, I mean, when I tell people, it's about God, country, and patriotism, mm-hmm. and real history, not the stuff that they're selling us, actually real history.
Yeah.
People get excited, and they want to know if you can do it in California, and when you're going to do it in California.
California is going to be hard because most of the places that we have is conservative. If anybody wants to find out any more or has any questions, www.conservativegen.com. We are not on Facebook. We have our own website. Please come to the website.
Yep.
Please do not peek. We have a lot of peekers. Do not peek. Sign up. But one thing definite. Thank you for allowing me to come on. And God bless you and Tammy and my lovely wife, Anna, and all of the Grassroots Conservative Association group. Thank you for having me come on.
I always have fun when you're on, Corey, and thanks for being with us. Listen, next hour, we got a lot of craziness coming up. The DNC chair, Perez, he says, you church people, you're a little off. I guess we are. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. I got a lot more coming up after the break.